position with authority.
Position with authority, so it's 5-1, if I counted correctly. I have not been counting very well lately. Case number 11, 22-267, that's North Haven. Okay, sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Sure. It's Detective Lukaitis, L-A-U-K-A-I-T-I-S, and I'm with North Haven Police Department.
Hey, Detective, would you like to make an opening statement?
Sure. The appellant applied for a pistol permit with us on August 3rd, 2021, and was denied on September 16th of 21. During the background investigation, a III interstate criminal history check was conducted, and Emmett's inquiry response showed felony disqualifiers, revealing charges of criminal possession of controlled substance third, criminal possession of controlled substance, and criminal possession of narcotic drugs in the fourth degree from the jurisdiction of New York. This felony charge was an automatic disqualifier, along with the fact that these charges were never disclosed on the application.
Detective, I was looking through the record. I don't know if the board wants to chime in on this. I was having a hard time finding the felony. Are we sure there's a felony conviction?
I'm not going to open it up, but it was the one I remember. There was an arrest and conviction in New York. Is that the case?
Correct, yes. In New
York. Where the case was sealed.
Yes.
Okay.
But New York law does not mean expunged.
Yep.
It's still a conviction that certain people can't see it, but apparently we can, so the conviction is still there. That's my understanding. I'm
yes.
A New York lawyer.
Right.
So my understanding is he has a...
It is a felony.
Conviction.
Okay.
It's just sealed to some.
I can clarify on that if you like.
Go ahead, Detective.
So I actually did a report. I don't know if you had it. I contacted the Supreme Court for New York a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
Just to get clarification for the same thing. As the appellant had a pardon from Connecticut, the 160.59 section of the New York State law was in question. And the cap unit for the Supreme Court, I contacted and requested, hey, is the sealing the same thing as a pardon, which they told me it was not. A pardon can only be obtained through the governor of New York. The sealing is just more merely for the fact of being able to get employment, any kind of issues, any part of society that would, you know, maybe have a problem if you have any criminal convictions. And actually, they directed me towards their website, which the legislation, open legislation statutes, which talks about sealing of convictions under section 160.59. And under section 8, it does state records sealed pursuant to the section shall be made available to section B qualified agencies as defined in subdivision 9 of section 835 of the executive law and federal, state, and law enforcement agencies when acting within the scope of their law enforcement duties, or any state or local officer or agency with responsibility for the issuance of licenses to possess guns when the person has made application for such a license, or Section E, the Criminal Justice Information Services Division of the Federal Bureau of Investigation for the purposes of responding to queries to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System regarding attempts to purchase or otherwise take possession of firearms as defined in Section 18 U.S.C. 921A3.
Thank you, Detective. Mr. Appellant, before I go any further, two questions. First of all, do you live in North Haven?
Yes.
Okay. Second of all, do you understand yourself to be a convicted felon?
I don't.
You do not. Okay, would you like to make an opening statement?
It was 25 years ago.
Okay.
And I was 18 years old. Made some mistakes, but I mean, 43 now. It's just that was just a different time in my life. That's it.
Okay, Detective, you may proceed.
So like I mentioned before, the appellant applied during the III history check. Those disqualifiers that I previously mentioned, the possession of controlled substance third, and criminal possession of narcotic drug in fourth degree, were discovered. Neither of those was mentioned on the background application, which under the section, have you ever been arrested for any crime in any jurisdiction? The appellant had checked off no. Have you ever been convicted under the laws of the state, federal laws, law, or the laws of other jurisdiction? The appellant also checked off no. The triple I check goes back to the felony, I believe 7/3/1999, the fund disposition date. With a conviction, convicted upon plea of guilty, and then the sentence was probation 5 years. Therefore, due to that, we denied the pistol permit.
And Detective, there's no disputing the fact that convictions are felony convictions.
No, the triple I checked directly stated that it was a felony conviction.
I'm sure I got a little bit far, but it seems there is a record that you are a convicted felon. I did research, the detective did research, the sealing of those records does not act as a pardon. It doesn't get rid of the conviction.
I didn't know that.
And as the detective said, the only way to get a pardon appears to be to apply to the governor in New York. We have a different procedure here in Connecticut. Knowing that, and that we have a sufficient record that you are a convicted felon, I'm going to give you the opportunity to withdraw the case. Even though we got a little bit far here, I just wanted to establish the record. You can withdraw the case, or you can proceed knowing that we have sufficient evidence to deny your application because as a convicted felony, you're prohibited from possessing a firearm. So do you want to proceed with your case, or do you want to withdraw your case?
So if I withdraw it, that means that I can't, if I get a pardon in New York, would I be able to reapply?
Yeah. You would be able to, yes.
Okay, I withdraw.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The case is withdrawn.